This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House State Affairs will come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody in here that's in here this morning. If you have a cell phone, please mute it or shut it off so it doesn't disrupt anyone. Thank you for the internet listeners. Hope you will enjoy today. And with that, I would like the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Anderson,
here.
Dennert,
here.
Diedrich,
here.
Goodwin,
here.
Gosch,
here.
Hansen,
here.
Haugard,
here.
Jensen,
here.
McCleary,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Smith,
here.
Beal,
here.
Qualm,
here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have a quorum. HB 1004 is deferred. Again, there's still some ongoing discussions with that. And so we will move right into HB 1085, exempt this state from the observation of daylight savings time. I would like you to sign in, anybody who's going to testify this morning. But before we get started, we have a couple pages here that we need to let them introduce themselves and a little bit about you.
Good morning. I'm from Piedmont, South Dakota, which is a little town by Rapid City, and then I go to Sturgis Brown High School, and I'm a junior this year, so I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do, but I'll probably stay here for college, so yeah.
What was your name?
Savannah Burton.
Thank you, Savannah.
Good morning. My name is Benjamin Connor. I am from Winford, South Dakota, and go to Howard High School. I am a senior this year, and my plans include pursuing a degree in political science. However, I'm deciding between SDSU, University of Nebraska at Lincoln, and Purdue at the moment. So, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I will ask for... Is there any discussion on the previous minutes? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are approved. I have no idea who did that. So the good secretary will get it figured out for us. Thank you. Okay. With that, I think we have the housekeeping out of the way, and we will move on to HB 1085. Exempt the state from observation of daylight savings time. Is there any proponent testimony?
She is on the line.
Okay. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Chairman Qualm, members of the committee. I'm Representative Lana Greenfield, District 2, which covers Spink, Hamlin, Clark, and part of Brown County. I come to you today with House Bill 1085, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about why I think it's important that we change to Central Standard Time and keep it in one spot. I did some reading, and some of it was quite humorous. The article that I read at first, I started laughing because it talked about Ben Franklin probably wanting to save on candle wax, so he would have been in favor of daylight savings, and another guy wanted to change and put it 2 hours back so that he could go out bug hunting after work. And then there was a guy that supposedly wanted to change the time 8 times a year so that he could be on the golf course and keep that sun flowing with him. And I thought, yeah, that's pretty funny. But the point is that people are never happy, I guess, with the way things are sometimes. And so we're always wanting something different, something changing. And sometimes it's just on a whim. The thing that made sense to me was when they talked about during the wartime that the people wanted to have an energy reduction, and so they looked at a time change. In 1966, the Uniform Act was implemented. It was touted as a compromise of 6 and 6, 6 months each way, daylight versus Central Standard Time. It was sold in this manner. It was sold to be an energy saver. It was sold to be a promoter of more outdoor evening activities. And it was a way, supposedly, that the farmers could be in the field longer in the daylight. And what I want to do is to point out to you that people were drawn in, people from industry, the fun seekers, I guess, and the agricultural sectors. And when you get that many people pulled in, of course, it's going to be deemed as popular. What I want to point out to you today is the fallacy of those three issues. Let's take a look at today. Does daylight savings time save energy? The answer, obviously, is no. Reason for that being is we now have air conditioners that run 24 hours a day when it's hot. And so that's not an energy saving by any stretch of the imagination. We have our TVs going, our technological devices and computers. So we're really, as a people, not interested in saving that much energy anymore. It's kind of a minute thing. As I said before, the second argument was that people would have more opportunity for outdoor activities. But now things have changed, and we have the stadium lights for baseball and softball. We have indoor lighting for some of the sports that take place inside in air conditioning during the summer. And so we don't have to worry about that. The only sport maybe that we would be looking at that doesn't have well-lit area would be golf. However, when I checked my local people, they said that usually league play starts about 6 or 6:30, and so everybody'd be off the golf course, and there'd be no danger of being out there in the dark. Of course, you know, glow ball is, I guess, a popular thing, but no danger being out there in the dark after 9 o'clock. The third argument was farmers needing longer daylight hours, and that's no longer in effect because many of you are farmers and you know that your equipment is state-of-the-art, so you have well-lit systems, and it's not uncommon to travel down the highway for me and see lights out there in the field at 11 and midnight. And so that really doesn't hold any validity anymore either. Therefore, if the aforementioned reasons are no longer valid, then there's no need to maintain the status quo. It now becomes inherent that we choose one time and stay with it. I'm supporting Central Standard Time because it is more ideal on a cold winter morning for the children to get up and board the bus closer to daylight in lieu of the cold and the winds and the snow. And that's why, you know, we're supporting Central Standard Time. Many states have invoked already year-round Central Standard Time. And so the change is now starting. And some states have even gone with totally daylight savings time. One question that may come to mind is, what are the states around us doing? Wyoming is considering permanent daylight savings time. Kansas is contemplating permanent Central Standard Time. Other states who have adopted Central Standard Time are Alabama, Arkansas, Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. So they obviously don't care what South Dakota's doing. As more and more states begin to change and to become one or the other, we probably should pick a time and stay with it as well. Finally, I want to mention to you that the subject of picking a time and staying with it is one that I have been contacted far and above any other issue that has been addressed or that we are about to address during this session. And that is why I chose to bring it forth at this time. I respectfully ask you to vote in favor of adopting Central Standard Time for South Dakota year-round. And thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Is there any more proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Representative Skylar Borglum, and I am from Rapid City. I am here in support of my esteemed colleague's bill on eliminating daylight savings. I am here to speak to the science and a little bit to the economics of adopting this bill. Daylight savings is a political construct. It is not a bill that was founded in anything having to do with our health or anything having to do with what works for the American society. This is something that has had a detrimental effect on human beings in our country. The first problem is the shorter sleep duration immediately following daylight savings. We see that there's a worse performance in people as they go to work, in their driving habits, and in their sleep habits. We know that heart attacks increase immediately following daylight savings. And we know that there are more traffic accidents. The contribution of sleep disturbances to our societies are estimated to cost us 2% of the gross domestic product. Now, I realize that given some of the bills that we are dealing with here and working through in the South Dakota State Legislature, this might strike one as comical or even ancillary. But the truth is, every spring, we lose an hour of sleep, and it takes weeks, if not months, for us as a community and as a society to recover. This affects our job performance, it affects our safety, and it affects driving. And it is because daylight savings is a political construct, we are allowed to change it. We know that changes are coming in states across the country, and I would urge every member of this committee to vote for it. I thank you for your time, and I'm open for any questions.
Okay, thank you very much. We have Miriam, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, if you would like to proceed.
I am Miriam Melick from Aberdeen, South Dakota, calling on my own behalf. For generations, my family members have been educators, and therefore we've been concerned about the effects of daylight savings time on our children. I feel DST affects the health, the diet, and the performance of our kids. It is especially hard on adolescents. Cognitive performance after a time change is impaired for up to 2 or 3 weeks, also making them more prone to accidents. Children who do not get the proper sleep because of the time change may feel anxious and stressed. They may become cranky, mentally fuzzy, and slower. They may have trouble taking tests, paying attention, and learning new things. DST is just another distraction that the teacher must address. DST does not have a positive effect on our kids. We need to put an end to it and go on standard time only. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you very much. We have another person who will be on the line, but we will take, is there any other proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairman Quam and members of the House State Affairs Committee. My name is Donna Schaffers. I'm from Aberdeen, South Dakota. I am here on behalf of myself to share some thoughts with you in support of House Bill 1085. I am a retired registered nurse, and as such, I feel the need to voice my concerns with the issue of time change. In years past, I worked for several years as a charge nurse at Prairie Good Samaritan Center in Miller, South Dakota. As such, I observed that elders, especially those suffering with dementia or Alzheimer's, were clearly affected with time change. Okay, thank you. Those people in cognitive decline find any change difficult, even easy changes, small changes. Time change was a situation that seemed to bring on increased anxiety, increased agitation, and at times anger, as the health care teams struggled to make necessary adjustments which were formerly routine for these people, but now changed due to time change. The focus for the staff was to keep the residents' care as close to previous schedules as possible in order to provide continuity in care. With the time change, waking and sleeping routines changed. I saw an increase in the incidence of sundowner syndrome, which is a condition where the residents' days and nights are kind of flip-flopped. Residents were confused and frustrated when their sleep pattern was disturbed. The elders found mealtime changes difficult to adjust to also. Time change also meant the change in the routine of their medication and treatment plans. We all find comfort in keeping within the body's own circadian rhythm pattern, a rhythm that our human bodies thrive on. But time change can throw that rhythm off balance. I feel it is imperative to take into consideration the well-being of the elder population as you ponder the effects of time change. I am in favor of leaving our state at time Central Standard Time year-round. Thank you for allowing me to present my concerns.
Thank you very much. I think we have someone else on the phone.
Yes.
Joan Love.
My name is Joan Love. I'm a retired school principal. I'm here in Rapid City. And my concern is especially with regard to children and the effect that the daylight saving time has on children, especially the young children whose circadian rhythm is more sensitive at the young age. And it really does take quite a while for their bodies and their minds to adjust until they can become acclimated to the change. Probably takes an entire 6 months. And it also affects the older students. There is a lot of research that shows the effects of their sleep patterns at adolescents, and they actually are awake later into the night, not by choice, and thus they are much more tired in the morning when children typically go off to school. Many schools in other states have delayed the school starting for high school students back by an hour. So you can see how daylight saving time would exacerbate this problem with the high school students. And I strongly encourage you to think about, to consider these ramifications, and let us finally just return to standard time and stay there. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Is there any more proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Quam and members of the State House Affairs Committee. My name is Sophie Leisky from Aberdeen, South Dakota, and I am here on my own behalf to share some thoughts with you in support of House Bill 1085. I am retired and would like to share some history and thoughts on our time system and daylight savings time. Standard time zones in the U.S. were established in U.S. law on March 19, 1918. Daylight savings time was also established at this time. It was intended to save electricity for 7 months during World War I. Daylight savings time was repealed in 1919, but standard time zones remained. Daylight savings time became a local matter. It was reestablished nationally on February 9, 1942, again as a wartime measure to conserve electricity during World War II, and was observed until the end of the war. Daylight savings time ended as of September 30, 1945. From 45 to 1966, states and cities were free to observe daylight savings time or not. Daylight savings time does not save energy. Modern society, as Ben has stated, uses computers, air conditioners, TVs, any time of day or night. To conserve energy in today's society is simply not true. The use of these conveniences is our new normal. There are many concerns about daylight savings time. Our children are one. I remember when our children were small, how hard it was for them to adjust. You think it's only an hour. They can't seem to adjust to just 1 hour. That stretches out to two, even three. It was difficult to get them to bed in the evening, and even harder to get them up and ready and awake for a new day. Not many children walk to school these days, but some do. And they can be walking to school in the dark or walking home in the dark. Changing time, even if only 1 hour, disrupts our body clock. At least it does mine. I have a hard time adjusting to time, whether it's an hour back or an hour ahead. Well, actually, I'm told I get a little crabby. Studies show the lack of sleep contributes to car accidents, workplace injuries, suicide, and believe it or not, even miscarriages. It can also cause depression. The risk of heart attacks also increases at the beginning of daylight savings time. I would like to ask you a question. What is the purpose of daylight savings time? We still have 24 hours in a day, no matter what the time is. I've heard many excuses, but never a good reason for daylight saving time to still be. I do believe that it did serve a purpose at one time. As has been stated, the war effort and early farming days, to name two. However, like everything, the methods of both of these have changed. We do not fight a war like we used to. Farmers have modern methods of farming. Neither one requires an adjustment in the daylight hours to get the job done. They simply work from daylight to sundown. If they need anything, they turn on the lights. The only thing I hear, it is good for business. That's the other thing. I remember days when stores were not open on Sundays or late evenings. I believe I spent as much money on things I wanted then as I do now. I had fewer days to spend it, but that didn't stop me from spending. The same is true now how we spend our hours in a day. It's still 24 hours, and it is much easier to have one time zone. I am in favor of leaving our state time at Central Standard Time year-round, and I ask you to consider that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Is there any more proponent testimony? Any more proponent? Seeing none, do we have any opponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Mike Shaw, and I'm here today on behalf of the Motion Picture Association of America. I've represented the Motion Picture Association for over 25 years, and we certainly appreciate the opportunity to come here today and express our concerns regarding House Bill 1085. You may have heard of the Motion Picture Association of America. That's the organization that in part does the ratings of the major motion pictures throughout this country. They have other important functions as well. The members of the Motion Picture Association are Walt Disney Studios, Netflix, Paramount Pictures, Sony Pictures, Universal City Studios, and Warner Brothers. And these parent companies are the owners of the most of the major broadcasting networks in the United States, including the television networks and national cable program companies such as NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, Comcast, etc. And it is because of these broadcast concerns and owners that we must respectfully oppose House Bill 1085. As we all know, this bill would exempt the state from observing daylight savings times and place it on permanent standard time. Doing this would put our residents in South Dakota completely out of step with the rest of the states that observe daylight savings times in the central time zone. And this is because the broadcasting and the broadcasting networks would likely air their current programming 1 hour later in South Dakota than our residents have come to expect. A little background here. Networks deliver programming through feeds to the various states, as they're called. And there are three feeds in this country, Eastern, Central, and Pacific feeds. If South Dakota opts out of daylight savings times, the viewing habits of our residents are going to be disrupted because the programming coming through the central feed, which currently serves South Dakota, would end up appearing 1 hour later than it normally has. In other words, the 6 o'clock news had become the 7 o'clock news. The 10 o'clock news is at 11. Tonight Show, or the Late Show, starts at 11:30 rather than 10:30. And the long-held viewing habits of our residents are going to be disrupted. Viewers used to watching their favorite news shows and programming are going to have to wait an hour longer. They may not be willing to, or they may not be able to based upon their work schedules or their other schedules. Or they may not want to stay up that late. And if they do, they may lose sleep as a result of this. Many people plan their days on the programs that they're used to watching. And to have the timing of it changed is not only going to disappoint our residents in South Dakota, but it could lead to decreased viewership in some cases. And obviously, any decline in viewing can lead to decreased advertising revenue. And not just for ABC and NBC and CBS, but for Keloland, for our local networks, our local advertisers, our local business people. For these reasons, we respectfully submit that House Bill 1085 is bad for South Dakota residents and bad for broadcasters who serve our state, and we'd ask the committee to think about this and defeat the bill. We know the bill is being brought for good reasons, and we respect the proponents of this greatly. Thank you for hearing our concerns, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Is there any more opponent testimony? Any more opponent testimony? Seeing none, I will open it up for a rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's 8:30 in the morning. I'm feeling far more powerful than I did when I walked into this room, because now I'm battling Universal, Warner Brothers, and Walt Disney Studios, by golly. I just want to mention to you, as far as the motion picture industry goes, I'm going to bring it down to my little Spink County outdoor theater in the summer over in Redfield. And I'm certain that the people there would like to have the time, you know, it'd be dark sooner, because when they have to wait till 9:30, 10 o'clock, families with children are not going to be coming, especially small children, because it's going to be too late by the time that they get out of the movie. In rebuttal, going on with rebuttal, you know, when we have streaming And anybody can watch anything they want to at any time. So I don't really think that that's going to make any difference. Other states have made the changes, and obviously the industry has adjusted to it. You know, Arizona and Indiana, what do they do for them? So I don't really think that the motion picture industry will be affected. I'm sure that they're smart enough in our technological society to figure it out. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I will open it up for committee questions. Representative Dennard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll get started here with a few questions, and this is going to be for one of the proponents. We'll probably start with Representative Greenfield. Thank you, Representative Greenfield, for coming today to present this bill. Just kind of the main question I have for you and possibly the other proponents, if anyone wanted to take a stab at it, is your main objection here just to the time changing twice a year, or do you feel really strongly that we should always be on standard time, or would you be open to daylight savings time, or just kind of, I want to know what your all the proponents' thoughts on this are.
I think it's important to pick a time and stay with it rather than saying, well, we could do this, we could do that. As I said, I don't really think it's beneficial to the children, you know, to have the daylight savings time. I think that we need to keep it on Central Standard Time because look at how it would affect them during the winter months in South Dakota. I just don't think it would be lending to be a part of daylight savings time.
Representative Dennard, Skylar Borglum, Mr. Chair. I'm fine with either. I just am tired of the time change happening twice a year. So whether we go with daylight and stick with that or take it off and stick with that, that's fine. But it's the change that disrupts people's circadian rhythms and causes accidents, heart attacks, and a decrease in economic output.
Any further questions? Okay. Seeing no further questions, I will close the public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action. Mr. Chair. Representative Gosch.
Move to pass.
Second.
Seconded by Representative McClary.
Yep.
Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I do think it's a valid conversation. I myself have gone between standard time or savings, daylight savings time. You know, as a farmer, I enjoy farming more at 11 o'clock at night than 3 a.m. in the morning. But nonetheless, I would also rather have my wife and kids on the road in daylight for the majority of the year rather than the opposite of that. So as most of us know that live in South Dakota, just a little bit of wind and no daylight makes driving very, very difficult. So that's why I'm going to support this. As for the, you know, as I understand and believe you me, as an individual, a radio personality on a radio station quite literally on the time zone in South Dakota, you know, time changes and differences are cumbersome but not impossible. And the most cumbersome thing I think I've ever run into is good morning, it's 7 o'clock a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Mountain Time, and here's your news. That was probably the most cumbersome thing I ever had to do. So I would urge you to support this bill.
Any further comments? Representative Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that I appreciate the testimony of all of those who testified. But the voice that's not being heard and that I want you to be aware of as you consider this vote and consider voting in opposition to this vote is the voice of the hospitality industry in South Dakota and especially in western South Dakota. That extra hour of daylight during tourist season has a major economic impact. That extra hour of time allows people to be comfortable walking around, going to attractions. The family attractions, they're going to go at the family hour, at dinner, regardless of the daylight, and if they have a subsequent show, then they're at 9 or after dark. Whether it's light or dark doesn't really affect those shows, and most all the family ones are early chuck wagon suppers, those kinds of fun things that happen. We have a lot of outdoor sports in West River, just as you do here. But it's not golfing isn't the only one that might say, oh, wow, they can get by without another hour of daylight. There's mountain biking. There's fishing. There's hiking. There's going up, hiking the trails and the hills up around Harney Peak. All of those types of activities are much safer, and more people get out and do them when there is that extra daylight in the summertime. And then not only that, the extra hour of light makes it safer for travel, because the road count, the amount of travel on the road, is much higher in the evening in the summer than it is in the morning when people are just going to work. So it provides more safety for traveling at night. And I know there's studies. I've done the same as everybody else probably. I've looked at it, and those studies go both ways. The incidence of higher level of stroke or heart attack, those studies are over a longer period of time, and some of them say this is an impact. Others say you can't really tell because it's such a short window in life. Eat less bacon if you're more worried about stroke. It's going to affect you more than an hour change in your circadian rhythm once a year. And there are less, and it does show that at the end of the daylight savings time, there's no incident of decrease of stroke after that last day in fall. So there's a lot of scientific information on it, but it isn't all in agreement. So it's really, you know, it's important for economic development. Our hospitality industry out in West River and probably throughout the state would have a negative impact if we were to change and eliminate that daylight savings time. So for that reason, I would oppose it. And this, you know, this issue, as you all know, is a perennial or semi-perennial issue. It comes up, and so I urge you to think about it fresh, not just because you're weary of having to think about it, but think about it fresh. Does it make a difference? Does it not? And vote the way you feel based on the information here today. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Goodwin.
Yeah, I rise in support with the representative from Rapid City. We have a lot of leagues in the summertime, you know, fishing leagues, trap leagues, all kinds of kids' baseball games, soccer, all that, which will be cut short by 1 hour. Not all fields have lights on them. And probably the biggest one that just hit me when this was being talked about was Monday Night Football would be an hour later. So I rise in opposition to a permanent central standard time.
Any further comments?
Representative McClary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to take a little different avenue and look at not our generation, but the next generation. I really don't think they care. The younger ones, everything is on their phone. If they want to watch a movie, they do it on their phone. If they want to go somewhere, it's whatever somebody else thinks. My grandkids don't even sit down and watch the news. Everything's right there, or it's on your iPad or whatever. So in that sense, I'm going to vote for the bill. I have long been opposed to, you know, kind of the changing of it, but I think Representative Greenfield is probably right. With the modern equipment I farm, you can light those things up, but you don't know if it's dark at all anymore. I mean, that's just the way it is. But looking at the next generation, they really don't give a darn. If they're going to go mountain climbing or whatever, they're going to make sure they got plenty of time. And if it gets dark, they turn their phone on and so they can see where they're going. I mean, that's just the way that generation is. So I would appreciate a yes vote. Thank you.
Representative Jensen.
Anyway, I don't want to be flippant, but as somebody that only gets about 3 or 4 hours of sleep, it doesn't matter which end it's on. But but as a... If we could jump forward and stay with daylight savings time year round, I'd be much more prone to be in favor of. Because I, as somebody that's coached little league football and all those other sports, you know, it's fine that we have our phones. It's fine that we can stream our movies. But what are we really trying to do with our youth? Are we trying to Are we trying to create video-bound kids forever that are locked to their phone, or do we want them outside exercising and being in sports and being outside and living a healthier life in the evenings? Cutting that hour out, as a football coach, I don't know how we'd get some of our youth football games in. And I know this probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but the hour earlier that we have to turn on the baseball fields, lights costs... Those lights cost a lot of money to run. So I really want to be for this bill, but I really want kids to be outside and enjoying life instead of their phones. So I will oppose, I guess.
President Gosh.
Thank you, Mr. Jay. You know, from what I'm hearing is there's just differences of whether or not they want daylight savings or look, I don't want this bill to die. I mean, I get what their concept is. The good representatives from West River have made really great points. I would urge somebody possibly make a substitute motion to keep this alive and move it forward if you guys want that extra hour.
Any further comments? President Hansen.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Well, I don't have the language of an amendment worked out. Oh, we have an amendment. Okay. Well, now I've made preparatory remarks. But that's okay. So that's just where I'm at, too. If daylight savings time were to be permanent, I would be supportive. As the bill is written, I'm not supportive. So if that amendment comes, I'll vote it to the floor.
Representative Dennard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move Amendment 1085A.
Second. The second was Hoggard. Any discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was hesitant to do this because I was unable to speak to the prime sponsor ahead of time, and I feel bad about moving this without having the opportunity to speak with you ahead of time, but just listening to the discussion on the committee, there have been a number who have voiced support for daylight savings time year-round. And I'll be honest, this is a bill or an amendment. I'm not 100% sold on just one time, but I think the proponent testimony did make some good arguments for moving that direction. And I think it's a discussion that I'm open to having, and I'd like to continue those discussions with the proponents to just get more information about all this. But at this time, I'm going to be supporting the Amendment 1085A to move this to daylight savings time year-round. I would like to see this go to the floor just to have more debate and see what the whole body thinks of this. So I would urge adoption at this time.
Any further discussion? Representative Hoggard.
Yeah, and I'd support it for that reason, too. I think it's a conversation that should be had, and it's long overdue, probably. There are certainly scientific reasons to support it, consistency in the time, so I think it's appropriate for us to discuss it on the floor.
Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, I will have the secretary call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed nay.
Voice vote,
that's right. This is for the amendment, yes. Thank you. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
No.
Ayes have it. It is amended to an act to provide for permanent daylight savings time. Now, is there any comments on the... We need a new motion, don't we?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to pass as amended.
Second.
Seconded by Beal. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Seeing none, now the secretary will call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
Representatives Anderson.
No.
Dennert.
Aye.
Diedrich.
No.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haugard.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
McCleary.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Smith.
Beal?
Aye.
Quam?
Aye.
8 ayes and 5 nays.
Bill, as amended, passes to the floor 8-5. Okay, we have one other item of business that we need to deal with. The governor has sent us a request to introduce
It's draft 677. It's an act to repeal and revise certain provisions regarding riot, to establish the crime of incitement to riot, and to revise provisions regarding civil liability for riot and riot boosting. Now, we are not, this is just to get it put into the system, get it calendared so everybody can take a look at this. So I would just entertain a motion to introduce this bill. Representative Gosch.
So moved.
Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Peterson. And this is just on a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no.
No.
The bill is calendared. Okay. I think that concludes our business for the day. If there's anyone else that has anything for the good of the committee, if not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.